been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder, and welcome to the first episode of a very special new series on Recruiting Future. Way back in 2015, one of the biggest motivations I had for starting Recruiting Future was to do my research and building in public. At the time, I was having a huge amount of conversations with people about the future of talent acquisition to help inform my consulting work. After a particularly insightful discussion one day, I decided it would be interesting to share all my future discussions as a podcast and do all my work in public. 9 years on, I think it's more than about time that I did something similar again. I love the amount of positive feedback I get about Recruiting Future, and the fact the audience is continuing to grow so quickly is a huge source of both surprise and delight for me. The way the podcast has evolved has gone way beyond any initial expectations I had on that fateful day nearly 9 years ago. The mission of the podcast is to be inspiring, insightful, and inclusive. And I've been thinking a lot lately about how I can bring even more value to everyone who listens or is connected to me. So, after a great deal of thought and a couple of listener surveys, I've decided to create some additional content services around Recruiting Future's themes to help people get to where they want to in their careers and make recruiting better for all of us. The first thing I'm working on is an online course. And in the spirit of Recruiting Future and building in public, I'm recording this short podcast series about the process of building and launching it. I've no idea how many episodes there'll be, but I'm keen to tell you as much about my thought processes as possible and get your input into shaping something that will be valuable for you. I thought about documenting all of this as a series of blog posts or Instagram stories or videos, but then I realised the obvious thing that was staring me in the face. It needs to be a podcast. So, here we go. The first thing to say is I've already made all the functional decisions about the course in terms of hosting platforms and distribution. So I'm not going to bore you senseless with in-depth course software comparison reviews. The plan is to launch the course potentially in December, but more likely in January on Teachable. I've also got a very clear idea about what the course is about and a draft structure. But what I don't currently have is a final course title and the worked up content. But before I jump ahead of myself, let me share with you what the purpose of the course is. I don't have to tell you just how disruptive the last few years have been in talent acquisition. It feels like the industry has been the centre of a perfect storm of changing expectations, exponential advances in technology, economic pressure, confusing talent markets, and recruiter hiring booms turning into recruiter layoffs in record time. Whenever I ask people about the future on the podcast, I always caveat the question by saying that no one can predict the future. But what if you could? Well, the caveat still stands. You can't really. However, what you can do is develop the tools, knowledge, and techniques to give you strategic foresight to plan for the future. And once you start properly planning for the future, you actually start to influence and shape what the future will be. Now, imagine what being able to shape the future would mean for your strategic planning and, more importantly, for your career. I'm not just making this up. Futurism and strategic foresight are established academic disciplines that allow people to make more accurate predictions about future trends and take control the direction their team, company, and career are going in. So I thought it would be really valuable to tap into the body of knowledge Recruiting Future has built up over the last 9 years and create a short online course that will help you identify and understand the key trends that are driving talent acquisition, predict where they're likely to take us, and develop the mindset you need to proactively develop your career in an industry where disruptive change is going to be the norm for years to come. So, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be crafting my initial ideas into an online course that will deliver maximum value for a fairly limited investment of time, as I know how busy all of you are just dealing with the day-to-day. This is how you can help me. Firstly, please register for the launch at mattalder.me/course. That's mattalder.me course. This will really help me gauge interest and also provide me with some additional motivation to get the course built. Secondly, if you've got any ideas for a course title or there's any particular content you want to see included, then just drop me a message on LinkedIn. I'll be back with part two of this Building in Public series in a couple of weeks' time to update you on my progress. In the meantime, make sure you subscribe to Recruiting Future wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you can find the website to register for the course launch at mattalder.me/course. That's mattalder.me/course.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.